to it.
Played the flavor today. Played ball today. Did you? About the dances, would you tell me about those?
Well, there were no dances. We didn't have any social activities except what we call church suppers. And they would sometime, the church member would have supper in the home, in his home, for the young people. And I don't even remember having music. I just don't know. All they did was to socialize and buy what they had to sell. See, this was a benefit outfit, and everything they had was to be sold, and they just bought and sold and ate. And that was a source of the social life of the young people.
Would they ever do any kind of dance at all? Or what I was thinking of is some sort of dance where they would beat the floor with their foot, quite a regular rhythm.
Well, now I don't know because, as I said, we didn't have anything like that in our community. And in those days, you didn't go out of your community for a lot of reasons. First thing, it was too far because the people were not located close together. And the next thing was the transportation problem. But now after I started school, we used to have social at school with music and dance. And they used to do some dances, had names such as the Charleston, Black Bottom, and Two Steps, and One Step, and Waltz. Mm-hmm. So that's been a little later, but we did have dances with names.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw somebody using his foot this way, what would that be called? Would it be just stomping?
I don't know. I can't remember a dance like that. I don't know what they would call mm-hmm. that.
And suppose that the boy and the girl don't get along very well, and she... he likes her and wants her to marry him, but she says no. How would you describe what she did to him?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to see if I can think of anything like that.
If he would ask her to marry and she'd say no, I don't want to ever see you again.
Oh, I'm saying that he would try to find out why. That she didn't want to see him again, and then if it was something that he had done that displeased her, or something that he was a part of him that she didn't approve of, I'm saying that he would tell her he would try to get rid of those qualities or habits that she didn't like, and he probably would ask her to take him and try him again and let him show her that he could do the way that she thought he should do.
Would you ever say something like she jilted him or she?
Oh yes, that word has been used.
Would that be a common word?
Mm-hmm. But now they use that more or less if the couple had been engaged and for some reason the engagement was broken. Maybe she decides she didn't want him, she promised to marry him. And then he goes around with his head down grieving and somebody, what's wrong with him? Well, his girl jilted him. Well, everyone would know then that they had been engaged and she decided mm-hmm. she wouldn't marry him.
Do you remember any other terms?
No, jilted, I believe, is, let me think now. I believe that's the only term that I can remember as of now.
I've heard she gave him the gate.
Well, that may be a little later than earlier times.
But if they got along well, they eventually get a license, or would you describe the marriage?
It's quite interesting, I suppose, because I don't know whether anybody asked anybody for that daughter now. I think the couples now just decided they're going to get married and just get ready to marry and go ahead on. But then the young man would have to face the parents of the young lady and ask for her. And sometimes they would object. And if they did,